This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Defend You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last, starting at $3. Check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Whenever I'm looking for any sort of advice, when it comes to concealed carry, there's one guy that writes about nothing but that. And it's very noisy on his end of the world. Joining me again from somewhere deep in the heart of Idaho is Sam Huber. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I've got some questions I want to ask you today. It's not anything based upon anything that I've seen you write lately. It has more to do with just some things that have been crowding my mind about concealed carry. Is that okay?
Please, by all means.
All right. My first thing is about guns. Now, are there guns that you do not recommend people carry as a concealed carry because they're too big, they're too ungainly, that, alien gear makes any gun easily carried, but, I mean, some people just, it doesn't matter what kind of holster they have, they're just because of their body type or something. Anything like that, do you ever take that into consideration?
Oh, yeah, one thing to bear in mind is that what works for one person isn't going to necessarily work for another.
Right.
So I'm a bigger dude. I can conceal a full-size 1911 fairly easily.
Right.
However, a smaller person, that isn't necessarily going to happen. There are some handguns that aren't going to be all that easy to conceal. Like,
right.
A Desert Eagle, for instance. There are a couple of IWB holsters out there for it, but for the most part, nobody's going to conceal that all too well. Or, say, a Smith & Wesson Model 29. That's not going to be too easy to conceal. I mean, granted, they're the vertical shoulder holsters and whatnot, but you have to wear a jacket for it. But that's not going to be too easy to conceal. So as far as, what guns are good for concealed carry and what guns aren't, that's going to be pretty obvious for the most part. If it's an enormous hand cannon, probably not that great for concealed carry.
Right.
However, if it's a moderately sized pistol, that's probably going to be okay.
Four-inch barrel, double-stack magazine, that's normally going to be okay.
That's going to be all right. It's one of the most popular concealed carry pistols on the market. So, yeah, a lot of people concealed carry the 19 all the time.
Well, I've been having these thoughts about guns and gun types and everything. And, I like Glocks. Since the last time we talked, I went out, after you and I talked about it, I went out and got a Glock 20.
Mm.
Which I find will conceal about as easily as a Glock 17. Well, it's a little bit thicker, but it still conceals. But now it's off to agency arms. I'm going to make it a little thinner. It'll be a little thinner when it gets back. So today,
right,
To scratch that itch, I went out and got the SIG 320 because, you know, the military's switched over to that and everything else. And I got the full-size 320. As far as the way a gun is configured, one thing I have decided I don't really need are night sights. And my rationale, and you can shoot it down if it's bad, and you can hold me up if it's good, is I can see the sights in the dark, but I can't see my target. What do you think?
Honestly, if it works for you, it works for you. And some people really don't like night sights for exactly that reason. It puts a little bit too much focus on the sight rather than the target. Although people who are devotees to the flash sight picture philosophy would probably say, oh, you know, that's actually kind of okay. If you can see that front sight, that's almost all you need. But if that's what works for you, that's what works for you. In most situations, I would say, you know, you probably do want night sights or at least white dots.
Right.
Because it's really good to have something to index in low light conditions. But you're onto something there, because you don't necessarily want something that's going to occlude the target. That's almost more important than seeing the sight, is at least being able to see the target. So you're onto something there. But if it works for you, man, that's what works for you.
Okay. That I appreciate. I've just been thinking about that. Now, the other thing I'm thinking about is gun lights, which take a concealed carry gun. And I've seen concealed carry holsters that will carry those. But, I mean, that's like trying to stuff a box of Wheaties into your belt, isn't it? When you put the light on the gun. I mean, that just changes the whole dynamic of hiding it.
Absolutely. No, that makes it very difficult. There are, there are plenty of concealed carry holsters out there that are compatible with like lasers. So
right.
Most Crimson Trace pips and laser lights and whatnot. But there aren't too many that are really compatible with a full on flashlight. Handgun light. There are plenty of like duty holsters and whatnot. So for actual like police,
right?
Plenty for that, but not. Not an incredible amount for not an incredible amount of concealed carry holsters. Now, that is going to definitely make that a lot more difficult.
It seems like with the police holster setup, it seems like they're trying to push the gun away from the body to make it easier to draw and not get caught up in all that equipment. Is that your experience?
Yeah, that would definitely seem to be the case. And I don't exactly have any numbers to back this up. This is just based on my observations in recent years. It seems like a lot of cops are starting to go toward thigh holsters rather than belt holsters. That seems to be becoming a lot more prevalent.
Well, I guess it's easier to draw if you're in a driving position of your car, right?
Yeah, that's true. That is a great aspect of thigh holsters is while seated, either in a car or sitting down somewhere else. Yeah, you can get at it very easily, and it's also in a relatively natural position to access, while standing, while you're afoot.
Right.
Because it's just right there. So it's I would almost say that if you're going to open carry, in any situation, like whether you open carry on a daily basis or, you're open carrying with your, with your woods gun or whatnot, it would seem that a thigh holster is almost better than a good deal of belt holsters, just because it's so much more natural.
Let me get you to hold that thought. We're coming up on the break. You can find what Sam writes at aliengearholsters.com on the blog page. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about some stuff that I got from Alien Gear since the last time he and I talked. This is Lock and Load.
eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. This is stuff that when you when your gun, when you need it to be lethal and ready to go, this is the stuff to put on your frogloop.com. Check them out. Talking to Sam Huber from Alien Gear and a few other places. He is the blogger extraordinaire talking about concealed carry. We're talking right now. We've been talking about sights and some other things. And I got a hold of the Cloak Mag carrier the other day, Sam. Now, that is an interesting piece of kit. It's and the thing is, when I just by looking at it, I didn't get any instructions or anything on how to break it apart and make it outside the waistband versus inside the waistband. But I just figured it out. It was a very interesting piece of kit. But I mean, which way are most people going with that? Do you know?
It seems so far that we've gotten a mix. You know, there are some people that seem to just be dedicated. You know, they only want it to be inside the waistband. There are some people that, there are some people that only carry it outside the waistband. Some people really like the horizontal. You know, the fact that you can turn it full horizontal. We've gotten some feedback from people that really like that aspect. You know, so they can carry it outside the waistband but still completely conceal it that way. And, so it seems to have been a mix, but, like I said, there are people who seem to like it, you know, like it one way. There seem to be people who like it the other. And then there are also people who like being able to switch back and forth as they see fit, which was kind of what we designed it for. That, you know, it can be all things to all people.
Right. And that was the thing I liked about it. I mean, even the belt loops with the splines on it to where you can take and angle it if you want to, so you could have it at a side angle. And it's going to hold it secure. So I just looked at that and I was like, I'd really like to, does that guy look like a Star Trek guy with a big head or something? One of those Star Trek alien dudes that I saw in the first season, you know what I'm talking about, with like the 12-pound brain. Because that was an interesting, the way that is set up is quite nice, quite intuitive.
Well, that's the way we approach things around here. When we, normally when we set out to design a new product, we don't want to just do the same thing everybody else has done. We like to take the next step in the evolution of that design.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, people have been asking us for mag carriers for a long time. And frankly, we could have done, you know, just the same old mag carrier design that everybody does. We didn't want to do that. That's the reason why it took so long.
Right.
You know, we wanted to create something that, you know, that nobody else has thought of. And that's how we arrived at the Cloak mag carrier. As you're finding out, you can wear them inside the waistband. You can adjust the cant however you like. You can wear them outside the waistband, adjust it however you like. And we even have you can even get a dual carrier bracket that takes all the belt attachments for our Cloak Motto WB holster. And
right.
You can use that one with the Cloak Doc holster mount bracket.
I don't have any of that stuff. I've been playing with that. I did a video of that, and I mean, it was just, that is, for what it costs too, that's really a significant piece of equipment to get, quite complement to the Cloak Chuck 3.0, I thought. So, I've been running around with the M&P shield in it. And so that's the one that I got set up with. It's an outstanding piece of gear. But I just wanted to bring that up because that is, you don't see too many people innovating that way.
No. No. You really don't.
Most,
a lot of other, you know, granted that's not, you know, not to say that, you know, like other holster companies are bad and only we're good. It's tempting to say something like that, but, you know, you really don't see too many other companies that try to really innovate with their products and bring out something that's really unique that hasn't been done before. You know, a lot of people are really, you know, And, well, this goes for any industry, not just like gun holsters, but, you know, a lot of companies are just interested in status quo. We're not. We want to be better.
We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about status quo with you because I'm having these urges in me. And I know you're a gun handler, and I would like to get your take on it and everything else. Have you seen the video that I did, Sam?
I'll have to have a look at it. I have not.
It is on. It's on the Alien Gear social media. It's on the Facebook page. It's also on YouTube as well. But Rob Russo put it up there for me. So I sent it to him while Mo was away. I got to call Mo and ask her if she's seen it and if she likes it too. So then I've got to think of the next thing I'm going to do. Got to think of the next thing I'm going to do. One thing I want to ask you, though, they send so much hardware and everything with the Cloak Tuck 3.0. And I asked this question in the video because I have never had to monkey with one out of the box. I mean, I just take it off, stick it in the belt, stick the gun in it, and it's good to go. I don't have to get in there and start doing any fine adjustments. I mean, is that just out there to aid the owner, or do... I mean, do people get them and say, well, I've got to fine-tune this thing? I mean,
It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. One of our big priorities is customizability. So, you know, when we sell you a holster, we don't want we want you to be able to really use it and to get the most out of it. And, of course, people are different, and not everybody wants the same thing out of a holster. And for a lot of people, yeah, it's good to go out. It's pretty much good to go out the box.
Right.
Once it shows up, exactly how you put it. You can just throw it in the waistband, you know, holster your gun, and away you go. But some people do want to be able to, some people do want to be able to adjust it. Some people want a little bit less less retention force. Some people want a little bit more. So that's what that's really geared toward. Is for the person who wants to adjust it more than it comes standard, we have that person in mind. And that's the reason why the parts pack comes with every holster we sell. So if it's not entirely to your satisfaction right out of the box, well, we include all the stuff you need to be able to get it there.
We'll be right back. My guest is Sam Huber. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, indeed, it does. Check them out, froglube.com. My guest this hour from Alien Gear Holsters is Sam Huber. We're talking about concealed carries and some other things, equipment, guns, and all that other stuff. Now, you have been considering a Glock, haven't you?
Not a Glock. No.
Oh, okay. What have you been considering?
Now, the one that's really been getting my catching my eye lately is the Smith & Wesson M&P Compact, the one that's between the full-size M&P and the Shield.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, I mean, is it because of the size you want to go, like you're carrying a full-size 1911 now, right?
Right.
And you want to go to something considerably smaller, I guess, but not give up.
Exactly. Yeah, and having shot the M&P, and granted, having shot the M&P, those are nice. I really like those. I've shot Glocks in the past, and I get why people like them. I understand. I really do get it.
Right.
It doesn't really jump. They don't really jump out at me, if that makes any sense.
I don't know if I'm like in a little midlife crisis as far as guns are concerned or what it is. The thing about the Glock that I've always liked is their simplicity. They have fewer moving parts, right? The thing that I don't like about the Glock right now is that they have not changed anything about it. They haven't improved anything about it. There's so many things they could improve. All the Glocks that I own are reworked by Agency Arms, right? And they take that platform as far as it can possibly go. Now, Glock doesn't have to take it to that degree, but they could take it a little further than they do. And some of the stuff that they don't do is beginning to bother me. So now I'm beginning to look at other places. And, I mean, like today I brought the brought this SIG 320 home. Mainly because the Army just adopted it, but also because there's ergonomically out of the box, I prefer the SIG and the SIG 320 and the M&P over the Glock ergonomically.
Yeah, that's really the big thing. That's really the big thing that gets me about Glocks is just ergonomically, the feel in the hand, how you acquire the target.
Right.
Granted, they're, it's not that they're bad guns, and, they're obviously not, and I see why so many people like them, but just something there turns me off. And the M&P, by contrast, even the compact version, which is a little bit different, it just fits in the hand so much more nicer. At least, so much more nicely for me. I can really understand, and you're not alone. I imagine there's going to be a lot of people out there buying the 320 because they just acquired that big contract. I imagine there are a lot of people. Then again, and the beauty parlor of the 320 platform is, it's so modular. You can buy the full size but you can get the parts for the compact or the compact carrier or the subcompact. All you have to do is switch out the trigger group and you can, have the full size or you can have the, compact for daily carry, whatever you want. That's a heck of a gun.
Yeah, I'm running the full size one right now. I prefer the full size gun. The thing I like about it is when you look at the geometry, if you blurred that a little bit, just that look, that silhouette, it sort of reminds me, Sam, of a 1911, just the way it stretches out and everything and the grip angle. That just sort of appeals to me. I'm not going to say I'm tired of Glock. I know that Gaston Glock, as far as gun rights and everything, with me, I look at a lot of things. I mean, with the sponsors that I deal with, I consider all the sponsors I deal with to be pretty good people. And Gaston Glock seems like a very despicable man when you look at what he is as a man, which is no reason to not buy his gun. But given, like when they came to market with the Glock 43, that's a $550 pistol that is no better at all than the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. And, in fact, I think it might be not as good, which the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, you can find that for $370. So, I mean, I look at a lot of things when I'm doing this. And there's no reason for me to be dissatisfied, but I am. I don't know what it is. I wanted to find a steel-framed 10mm, okay? Guess who the only one in my area that had any kind of 10mm guns out there available? Guess what it was?
My guess is that's either going to be that's probably going to be the Rock Island.
Well, no, I would have gotten a Rock Island if I'd found one, but I got a Glock. But like I said, it's on its way to agency. Yeah, I can shoot it. I can shoot it fine, but I'm going to send it to Agency Arms and be able to shoot it really fine. So. And when it gets back, that's fine.
That's not really unheard of. When you take a gun that's ordinarily good off the rack, there are a lot of tuning companies that specialize in taking it from good to great. And
right.
Lord knows how many thousands, if not millions of dollars have been spent over the years when, guys buy a Colt 1911 and then take it into a Smith for fine tuning to make it, so much more better.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got my man Raven in the chat room doesn't like M&Ps, but the M&P 2.0, I picked one of those up. Haven't shot it yet. But I've got one of those being worked over by Agency Arms as well. They just started doing M&Ps. So when we get that, well, maybe.
If it's anything like the original M&P full size, that's gonna be a heck of a gun. Man, the M&P 9 full size, woof! Oh gosh, that is one of the nicest guns I've ever shot. That is so easy to shoot. It fits in the hand so well, points so easily.
Yeah.
Oh, I really want one, but. I really want one, but I'm getting a carry gun first.
There you go. I understand. Alien Gear. Alien Gear is the home of the triple warranty. They're going to replace everything. The warranty is forever. If you buy one, you never have to buy another. Even if you change guns, they're going to trade you shells for life. That is truly unique, and they have a warranty. If you take it out back and blow it up with Tannerite or something, they'll probably just replace it for you. And to find what Sam does, go to Alien Gear Holsters and click on the blog tab and find some of the stuff he writes about concealed carry, because that's all I've really ever seen you write about. But we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about this constitutional carry thing that seems to be spreading like wildfire all of a sudden across the nation, and get your viewpoint on that, if you will. My guest, Sam Hoover. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Lubrication with a lethal tip. This is Frog Lube. Check them out, froglube.com. Talking to Sam Huber, the contributing editor at the Alien Gear Holsters blog. In addition to other places, you write all kinds of other places, Daily Caller, where else?
Daily Caller, USA Carry, also gunbelts.com.
When you eventually get your Smith & Wesson M&P Compact, which, by the way, I like those, I've had one, but I haven't had one in my hands in a long time. I think I probably prefer it to the Glock 26 just because of the grip length. But when you get that, you're going to do anything with it, or are you just going to run it stock?
I'll probably run it stock for, if I end up buying one. I've got a bit of a short list. That one happens to be at the top. But I've got a bit of a short list going, and if any of the other ones were, if I were to find a really good deal on one of the other guns that I kind of have shortlisted, I might get something else. But that one just happens to be at the top of the short list for the moment. But
well, what else you got on your list?
Well, there are a few different ones. I like to cultivate multiple options.
Right. Well, share. Let me hear about them.
Well, let's see. Some of the other ones I was looking at, the Ruger American Compact.
Okay.
That caught my eye quite a bit. The SIG 239, although that's kind of that's sort of more of a, that would be more shooting the moon, because that may be a bit outside my, outside my price range.
I understand.
The Walther CCP.
Okay.
I like that. There are a couple of officer frame 1911s and 9mm that I've been looking at. Ivor Johnson was one. Citadel was the other.
Right.
Then another one I've been starting to really look at lately is the Versa Thunder 9 Ultra Compact. So not the Thunder 380. You know, they're sort of PPK derived pistol, but their other compact gun. I've been starting to look at that one really hard.
Now, when you're looking at the M&P, I'm just curious about this, because some of those guns, now the CCP is a single stack, yeah?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Is there any reason you don't like the Shield?
it's the grip. I've held them before, and it just doesn't feel entirely right to me. Whereas the M&P Compact feels just about perfect.
So is it because it's thicker?
Thicker. Also, the grip is a little bit longer. Even with the extended magazine on the shield, my pinky slips a little bit, and I really don't like that.
See, I was having this issue with a gun to carry to ride a bike, and I had owned 3 or 4 M&P shields, and I kept getting rid of them because of capacity. That's my thing, capacity, which I was thinking that might be the thing with the M&P Compact for you, but it was capacity. So I found these magazine extenders who they're not sponsors of mine or anything, but this is a guy who makes parts for aircraft. So some really nice aluminum stuff, and it's a company called Hive Technologies, HYVE. And it takes the 10-round magazine for the shield, or the 8-round magazine for the shield, and turns it into a 10-round. And it will hold all of your fingers. And you still retain that nice shield narrowness. Just a suggestion. If it's, I mean, I don't like those short grips either. I mean, if I get, with a Glock 26, I have to get a +2 and put it on the magazine, or otherwise I'm not carrying it. Which sort of defeats the purpose of having the Glock 26, doesn't it? Because it's about the same length then as the Glock 19, so you may as well carry the Glock 19. That's just something for you to consider as you're going about your day and everything. Because the shield, I and my friend JT, we took shields out and shot them a couple of weekends ago, and I have never run it through that kind of stuff before, and I'm very impressed with the little gun. So, which I'm sure the Compact would work out about the same. But the thing about the shield is the shield has the better trigger, I think, of the, not the 2.0s, because the 2.0s, they've gotten the trigger right on the Smith & Wesson M&Ps. But before the 2.0, the best trigger on the M&P platform was on the shield because of the reset.
Yeah. Well, I have a bit of a strange take on that, and this is just unique to me. I can't necessarily speak for other people, but the gun I learned to shoot with was a double-action revolver.
Okay.
And not even a particularly great one. It's just a H&R 22, nothing to write home about. But so I grew up shooting, a double action revolver. So honestly, a long reset or gritty trigger on a striker pistol, that doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I got used to that. I know you have to have shot your spare share of double action wheel guns, but once you get a feel for that long, hard, double action trigger pull, once you kind of get a feel for that, man, most auto triggers are, they're just a breeze.
Ho-hum, right. The wheel guns that I owned one double action wheel gun in my life, and everything else I've had, and I've had a few, were single action, because I truly love those things. I wish there was a way to carry one of those, because I would. I'd carry a Black Hawk, a Ruger Black Hawk, all day long, just because I love that kind of gun. But, that's just wishful thinking on my part, isn't it?
Well, the Vaquero's a little bit smaller than the Black Hawk, but that's still a pretty big gun, so that's not really, it's not going to be easily concealed. I know there's a few of the, sort of reproduction companies, Pieta and Uberti and so on and so forth. I know a few of them make some of the old school pocket revolvers. A few of them in the fire cartridges, but I don't know if they're even still small enough for concealment.
Yeah,
but they're out there.
Yeah, I right now I don't own a double action or a single action revolver. Although I think that may be the next kind of gun I get, because I've got a bunch of stuff that's due me back from agency, and I'll have all kinds of semi-autos, but I'm looking to cultivate something beyond Glock. So we'll see what we come up with. Sam, you can find Sam. Sam is a very prolific writer. How many articles you put out a week?
It depends. Some weeks are a little heavier than others.
Yeah, but I mean, it looks like you do maybe at a minimum of one a day at Alien Gear.
Not quite that, but I would say six a week is my baseline of it.
Oh, so you take a day off? Okay, yeah, okay.
There are other things that there are other things that I do. This isn't everything, but you know, the blogging isn't everything. It's most
right.
Everything I do. But that said, six a week is usually my baseline. Although some weeks it's some weeks it's more like 8 to 10. But
right.
Depending.
Well. For all of that stuff that's out there, if you search his name, all of his stuff will pop up. Sam Hoober, H-O-O-B-E-R. Some of the best writing on the concealed carry game in the business, including with Gun Belts. He writes at gunbelts.com as well. And Daily Caller, he gets a little political here and there. I think that's may have been where I... And I've seen your stuff at least once on Ammo Land, so... I know that you're getting picked up and punched around. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. We'll do it again next week. I should be feeling good.
Certainly hope so.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.